You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back to school your business at Staples.
In store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
The Aquarius exclusive.
Okay.
Keep on.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. As always, I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in every week right here, the weekly Indie Artist Spotlight. Tonight, our guest is from New York, so we're going to bring him on in just a second. Real quick, I've had a couple individuals hit me up in regards to submissions. Anybody that's listening, or if you know anybody that is looking to get their music in rotation right here on Turn Up Tuesdays, make sure they visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com. There is a submissions tab there. If you click on there, we do have a submission there for first-time submissions where there is no fee. Some people question the fee. The fee is due to the fact that Get Lifted Radio Turn Up Tuesdays will be this year. We'll be doing mixtapes and a whole nother list of opportunities to bring more light onto the artist. So with that being said, a little $5 here, $10 here for your interview. I don't really think that is asking of a lot, especially in turn when we promote your music. We will put you on the website. Also, like I said, if you are selected, somebody that continues to support our platform just as we support you beyond having your music rotated or beyond the interview, just as we reciprocate and you reciprocate, if we see that, of course, we're going to show love back. Make sure you get placed on the mixtapes. Make sure you get placed in rotation on the DJ mixes that we got coming this spring. I'm actually going to be starting another broadcast right here on Get Lifted Radio. It's given back to the DJs as well as the DJs giving back to the artists. So there will be indie artist mixes as well coming soon. So if your track is hot, your music is quality, and, you know, I feel like it's something that'll fit everybody else's track. You won't sound louder than everybody else or lower than everybody else. Then, you know, we'll make it happen. Other than that, if you're not following us, please do so on Instagram. We recently started an Instagram account, Get Lifted Radio. Also on Twitter, it's Get Lifted_Radio. And without me babbling on any further, we're going to go ahead and bring on our guest. I'm going to let him introduce himself because, honestly, I don't want to mispronounce his name. So, we got our guest in the building with us right here on Get Lifted Radio. I'm going to say it this way, which is Varden, and please pronounce me or correct me if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
No, it's Vardon. Vardon.
Vardon. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's not one word. But what's good, people? How you doing, Magic?
What's going on, man? What's going on? You've been busy the last couple of days. I've been stalking you.
Yeah, these last couple of days been crazy, but it's a good crazy, you know?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I said, I see you've been doing, you had a movie premiere going
on. Diary of a Batman, little film, Denaron Films, director, award-winning director. It won awards out in the Jamaican Film Festival, and now it opened in Jamaica, did a week one in the theaters out there, and now we're trying to do like a city tour, and the first stop was, of course, hometown in New York, and we're trying to get to Atlanta, Houston, in Chicago, LA, you know, and it's just crazy. Yeah.
So while we're speaking on, you know, how did you get into the whole movie scene
you
began artistry, or did you begin that first?
I got inspired by watching Entourage and the fact that Vince took his whole crew from Queens, the streets, and he took his boys to Hollywood with him, and he gave them all jobs, and I saw that as, like, that's how I am. Like, I would do something like that. I would take my boys out the hood, take them to L.A., and give each of them responsibilities and jobs and opportunities and so on and so forth. And plus, I act like I want to be at work every day, and people love it.
That's what's up. So you said you were inspired by Entourage. I don't know if I've ever seen Entourage. Is that a TV series or a movie?
Yes. It comes on HBO. Used to come on HBO. It was a little series, and it's about a guy, he acts, who's the star, Vince, and he takes his boys from, and it's placed in New York. He takes his boys from Queens, New York, and he takes them to Hollywood with him, and he gives them all jobs and all types of stuff.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's a dope show. And they turned it into a full-length movie as well.
Wow. So right now you guys have that going independently, or you have
The movie's current right now, it's independently. Like, we're pushing it ourselves and just trying to get the exposure that's needed and stuff. But yeah, it's an indie film.
So who wrote the script?
Demariah Deneron. That's one of my friends. He's the writer and the director and the cameraman and the dude that edits. Like, he's a one-man wrecking crew. Shout out to Deneron, bro. I hope he's listening. But yeah,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So I was reading your bio, and I saw that you actually got started with music like in the early 2000s, and I saw who some of your inspirations were as far as artists. Definitely old school, which, you know, I appreciate that era of music for sure. So you know, when I read the bio and I saw that, was it a moment, or writing music or being a part of music is always something that you feel like was within you, or how did it all come about?
Since a young age, I've always liked to entertain. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was little, like, my mother and pops is Jamaican. They're from Jamaica, so my mom used to play a lot of Bob Marley. I used to take the broomstick and I used to just act like I'm singing and stuff. Then as I got older, you know what I'm saying, I used to mimic, I know everybody and their mother did it, but I used to mimic Michael Jackson. I used to mimic New Edition, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to mimic other rappers, Big Daddy Kane. And then just, then eventually, one day I was in junior high school, and me and my best friend, Justin, we had to write in our journal. So instead of writing what's going on in our day, we used to write raps back and forth at each other. And then eventually it just started becoming serious. Like, I started taking it serious. But it was just fun and games in the beginning.
So you were born in, you were born and raised here, or did you come here at a young age?
No. I was born and raised here, born and raised in the Bronx.
Okay. Do you go back and frequent Jamaica a lot, or?
Well, I used to when I was younger, but now that I'm older, like, a lot of the people that I grew up with over there, they're now over here, or they've just moved on and they're no longer there. So it's not the same, but I still got my grandmother over there and a couple of other cousins and aunts that I need to go check up. I'm due back in Jamaica.
Do you get your music reciprocated there?
I'm now starting to just get my music out there.
Okay.
I know the movie opened up the, out there, and I had a couple cousins go and check it out, and they were very happy about the movie. So that was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The reason why I was asking is because I know a couple of individuals, and just speaking on a social level, the differences of, you know, living in Jamaica and then coming over here to the States. And, you know, for us being born and raised here, we think of Jamaica as a place of vacation. Not really knowing how it is unless you speak to someone who has lived there and has been raised there. So when I've spoken to them, and just to hear, you know, like coming over here for them is mm-hmm. almost, I don't know, like me going to Paris.
Yeah. Nah, I hear you.
You know?
It's like a whole new world. It's like everybody, like, leaving there and coming here is like coming to some place that, like, the streets are paved with gold. And stuff like that. They just believe, it's like the American dream, and they truly, truly do believe that because they're coming from such a, you know, rough country or what have you. But they have the same struggles that every country has, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that people seem to focus more on the violence and the other, the bad stuff that happened over there. But there's a lot of good over there, you know, there's a lot of good.
So if there were some things that you could change, you know, once you began to progress with your music and your movies and acting and things of that nature, and there was something that you could change and give back.
Most definitely. Like, for instance, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
no, go ahead.
Deneron is, like, because of the good feed, there's such the great feedback that the Diary of a Bad Man, the movie, got. People started requesting, like, they wanted a sequel. They wanted a part two. So now Deneron is, but not only is he about to write a part two, we're about to shoot part two. We're going to shoot it in Jamaica. And we're going to get Jamaican actors and Jamaican sponsors. And, like, we're going to try and bring money and, you know, stuff back to the
right.
island. So, which is cool. So, like,
because that itself right there is definitely going to create some jobs for people.
Exactly.
Or, you know,
jobs for
more
people
revenue
that struggle.
For individuals, mm-hmm. right.
And then give them
that's
opportunities
that's pretty
to
good.
Shine. Something that they're not getting.
That's pretty good, you know, because, you know, when you are trying to pursue a career, budgeting and things of that nature, some artists get lost and forget, you know, to give back. And
mm-hmm.
honestly, I feel like one of the biggest ways to receive sometimes is just giving in a manner where you're not just giving yourself up completely, but, you know, in a way that you're doing. Trying to go over there, shoot, you know, a sequel to a movie, get actors and actresses from over there versus taking people
mm-hmm.
from here to there, you know, that's going to be looked upon like very big. So I commend you for that. So besides your movie, you know, you've been pushing. I know that for me, I really like the Nothing Like track that was produced
okay.
by Cash Jordan. Like, I really like that track. I got that
that's
on my USB
up.
For my car and everything. So
yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm feeling that one. you know, besides the movie, is that a track that you're pushing right now off of a project, or is this a single you're just pushing?
Well, right now it's a single that's probably going to be the first off of my project, but with no due date. But, yeah, I'm just really focusing on that, pushing that, getting that out there. It's available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, Tidal. It's wherever you listen to music or stream music, it's there. And shout out to Ninth Ward Productions for giving me this opportunity, and that's it. that's what it is.
Well, with no further ado, since we're on it, I want to go ahead and play that track for the people.
Play
it's
that
your
joint
track
for the people.
Yeah, you know, put a little music in their ear, something that they may appreciate a little bit more than some of this other stuff we've been hearing lately, but that's no shame. Well, I'm going to let you introduce your track, give you a shout-out to your producer.
All right, world, this is my first single of my up-and-coming project, Untitled. It's Nothing Like, produced by Cass Jordan. Let's
here we go, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bam!
Yeah.
Rush, got some chicken to snatch up. Get young on the phone, chick, I'm gonna need back up. Just to get niggas act up. Rather safe than sorry, hit my pen, nigga, strap up. At all times, we're ready. Don't let the baby face fool ya. All it takes is a simple text. Go on fast, catch one in your medulla. Control, alter, need delete. Shut you down like a fucking computer. They gon' label me the bestest. Me and my niggas, we the freshest. Look at the line to get in this joint. Bypass that nigga, I'm famous. What?
Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Oh, ain't nothing stopping me, no.
Recognize my face. Soon as I step up in the place, DJ giving me a shout out. Done deal on crowd, wild out. Bop my way over the VIP. Step my team up, one touch TNT. Tell a barmaid we need cognac ASAP. XO, we gon' blow it up. No chaser, everything straight. If I get another one, I'll probably throw it up. Waste no more time. Sync up the air. To security to calm their ass down. I'm the reason why everybody here. Hold up.
Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Oh, ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no.
We at the bar.
All eyes on us.
Them superstars.
Snapping our pics.
Cause we the shit. No better feeling in the world compared to this. My head is swollen. I am the dumb. No matter where I'm at, everybody wanna come.
They wanna come.
Shot after shot. We pull it up. Day to the night time, we get right, my nigga truck.
My nigga ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like it. Oh, ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no. Ain't nothing stopping me, no.
yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love, and we're back with our guest, Vardon. Got that right this time. Vardon. You know, it sounds all king-like. I get it now. You know, that's all I got to remember is King Vardon.
Pretty there much. That it's funny you say that because Vardon, the name itself, means King of the Hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey. Well, I was on it then. I was right on the money.
Yeah, you was on it. Yes, you was.
So, you know, with me being a part of some artists behind the scenes and just dealing with other individuals, like developing a brand for themselves and for myself, we all face challenges. So, to ask you, you know, what challenges have you faced thus far, if any, as an artist or even as an actor, you know, getting yourself out there, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Well, in the past, when it came to music or what have you, I would depend on others, you know what I'm saying? I would just play the background and hope that somebody else would see my struggle, would see my grind or my hustle or hear my music, and they'll just put it on, like, I wasn't putting my best foot forward, like, to try and get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me some time to realize what I had to get done. Then I linked up with Green Line. Shout out to Green Line and Deneron Films. And they just, like, lit this fire inside me that just made me believe that anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? So with a strong team behind me, I got nothing but to do but win. You know, I can't focus on negatives. I just got to keep moving forward and not worry about anything else. And I also had a big, huge fear of failing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't fail unless you try. So therefore, and I wasn't trying. So now I'm trying. And I feel like I'm slowly but surely, baby steps, I'm succeeding. So.
Definitely. It takes a big individual to be able to admit that, you know, they weren't putting their best efforts forward.
I honestly wasn't doing that.
And you know, I've kind of dealt with that too on both ends, and it gets a little frustrating. You know, it gets frustrating when you know that you're putting forth your best effort to try to help someone move forward, and you know that they can do better. You want them to do better, and then, you know, like you say, it either takes a person like yourself to realize, like, hey, if I don't get it together, I'm going to lose the individuals that are actually here trying to help me, and I'm going to have to start all over again and trying to get to new, you know, meet new people, trust new people and all that. So, you know, that's huge for that coming from you, just because it's, I'm telling you, not a lot of artists will admit that. So. You know, and that's why you're moving forward, because you're able to see, you know, where you were struggling, you deal with it like a man, and move forward and fix it. So I commend you for that.
Forward, never backwards. Forward, never backwards.
Definitely. So, you know, you said you got this Untitled project coming out. Is this going to be your first full project as a artist? Or no, I saw that you had one on Dat Piff, but since then, is this going to be...
This is going to be, like, my first full joint where, like, I'm not stealing beats off the internet. I'm actually paying the producers, like, stuff like that. Like, this is a whole different project, and I'm actually taking time with my music and stuff like that. So, yeah, this will be my I would say this will be my first full project, because before it was just a whole bunch of stealing beats and just rapping. But now this is it's just different. It's just a different focus on this one.
Definitely. When you invest in it, paying for the beats or working with a producer that believes in your artistry and they're, you know, say, hey, I got this beat, I want you on it, I don't want nobody else on it, you know, that's a good look as well. So you definitely approach it differently, you know, because now it's a piece of art that you're putting out there. You own everything about it from the track to the lyrics.
Exactly. So it's just a whole different ball game, like nothing like it's. I don't know if anybody gets it, but it's like It's a feeling song. There's nothing like hearing your song on the radio. You know, there's nothing like being able to have your own app. There's nothing like, it's a feeling song. It's a good feeling song. Like, there's just nothing like it. Like, it's just feelings. Like, there's stuff that's going on, and I've never felt it before, and it's hard to explain how I feel.
So are you working with anybody that you feel like you want to give some shout-outs to that may have motivated you, or, you know, there may be a producer that inspired just, you know, a special track?
Not really producers.
Okay.
So, like, not really producers, but there are rappers out there. Like I said, my Green Line family, you know what I'm saying? Green Line, Young T, and K Reed, Deneron, the whole Ninth Word Productions, S4TF, you know, Jay Davis. Like, they really looked out and taken care of things that need to be taken care of. My friends and family, everybody that believes in me, you know what I'm saying? That's about it. One Touch ENT, baby.
One Touch ENT, baby, you heard it. We got another track. We got one more track that I want to get in before I let you go. And that track is titled What You Like, featuring Tony Stills.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Tony Stills. She's from Brooklyn. You know, it's a go radio. It's a go. Check her out. She's dope.
Okay, I'm going to have to check her out. Let me look. No. You know, if you vouching, I'm gonna go check her out. If you vouching, I'm gonna check her out. And if you know, I'm coming back to you. I'm coming straight back to you, just so you know.
Nah, she good money. She good money.
Okay, definitely. So, what inspired this track right here? What you like, and how did you come about getting the feature with Tony?
Well, this song, it's just me being me. I just like to be dirty, and dirty songs become easy to me, so this was fun. And how I got Tony Stills, shout out my homeboy Bobby Johnson, you know what I'm saying? I had reached out to my peoples, and I was like, yo, I need a female rapper. And first person I think it was Nikki, shout out to Nikki, she reached out to her peoples and Tony Stills, and she came through and did the verse and killed it.
Killed it.
When I heard it, I was like, wow, this is dope. Where have you been?
Well, here we go with What You Like, featuring Tony Stills right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow.
I know what you like, I know what you need. I'ma work you over, baby, and make you scream. I know what you like, I know what you need. Sit on my lap, tell daddy your fantasy. Take you to the candy shop, back to the crib, have you sucking on this lollipop. Hand me a piece of rock, which is it gonna be? I need that whole body numb, cause dizzy going deep. I rock that ass to sleep, fat boy be going hard. Overtime on that ass, like it's my second job. Place your ass on top of my table. Soft sensual kisses below your navel. The freaky things you say, driving me crazy. The freaky games you play, turn us on, you cannot wait. Say baby, slow down, what you sprinting for? See, I prefer marathons, taking nice and slow. Now let it all out, don't hold nothing back. See, I'm like Tweety, I feel sorry for that booty tack. I give you what you want, I know just what you need. I'm something like a vet, putting pussy.
I know what you like, I know what you need. I'ma work you over, baby, and make you scream. I know what you like, I know what you need. Sit on my lap, tell daddy your fantasy.
You know I like the tease, you know I like like to please. Tell me, get down on my knees, daddy.
You know what I like.
I'm the one you need. Give you everything you want. Be your lady and you're free. I'm about that spice. You said you about that life. So let me get these cups. Tie you up. Do you right? I can go all night. Roll you up. Get you high. I love the way you feel when I'm rocking on the mic, baby. How it's feeling?
Nice.
About to take you on a ride. I want you all in. Feel the thunder in my thighs. My body getting hot. I feel like I'm a pop, but I like when you talk to me.
Tony, don't stop.
You know I like to tease. You know I like to please. Tell me, get down on my knees, daddy. You know what I like. I'm the one you need. Give you everything you want. Be your lady and you're free. I'm about
that
life.
I know what you need. I'ma work you over, baby, and make you scream. I know what you like. I know what you need. Sit on my lap. Tell daddy your fantasy.
Head was, you remember that song that Busta did with Mariah Carey? Baby, if you give it to me, they give it to you. That song popped into my head.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with it.
Definitely. I like that track too. That was my first time checking that one out, actually. I was stuck on Nothing Like, so I definitely am gonna keep that one in rotation too. I like that
Man, if you got an Android phone, you know I got an app. You know what I'm saying? That's available for free in the Play Store that you can get all my music.
I gotcha.
So all y'all Android users out there, if you like
I'll
that music,
I'll make sure I put a rate. Just so you know, I download. I'm gonna rate it. Bow, bow.
Nah, don't just download it now. Listen to the joint song there and let me know if I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I appreciate you, man, for taking the time out and coming on the platform. One other question I wanted to ask that I asked the artist, you know, about mainstream and not even so much mainstream. Like, I don't want to focus on that, but like, just the music industry today overall, you know, like if there was one thing that you could change about the music industry, what would it be?
The fact that everybody's getting deals off of gimmicks. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I don't see that there's no more talent no more. Nobody's putting any effort forward to make good music anymore. Anybody's just saying whatever on a record and putting a beat on a hot beat and there you go. You got a record deal. You know, and then it sucks because there's people out here that really take time and do this music thing, and they don't get no shine. So if I could change anything in the industry right now, it would be that. The fact that you can just put whatever on a song with a hot beat and you get a deal.
So would you make it as strict as, like, say, no more talking about Xanax, Molly's, Percocet, lean,
purple juice, all that. I don't know. Yeah, there's no effort being put forward. Like, my thing is, you can still talk about those things, but do it in a creative manner. Like, it doesn't have to be a popping pills, drinking purple drink, popping pills, drinking, like, I just made a song right there. Like, put the hot beat behind that, that's a song. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't know. That just sucks.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, just as everything else in life, it's a circle. So, eventually, you know, people such as yourself, you work hard, mm-hmm. you know, you build your foundation independently. Mm-hmm. And when that circle comes back around, you know, you'd be ready to be one of those people at the door to snatch up a deal if you want that. You know, because now
True.
It's like, you know, give me the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't necessarily have to have deals. Like, you want to invest in me or you want to sponsor, let's work together, do something like that. You know, I encourage artists to do it that way, and it's possible
yeah.
to do it that way if you do all the small things that someone
mm-hmm.
properly guides you to do.
Key is to invest in yourself, man. All indie artists, whatever, you just got to invest in yourself, because nobody's not going to invest in you if you don't put anything into yourself. So that's how I see it.
And there you have it, straight from an artist's mouth.
Stay grinding, stay working, man. They're going to see you regardless.
For real. Well, like I said, I appreciate you. Anything we could do for you over here, you know, help you get anything promoted, keep your music in rotation, of course, you know, but keep us abreast of the projects and things like that you have going on. I don't mind cross-promoting and sharing and things of that nature. So just get it to me.
You
let me know. You know,
I appreciate
and I'll
you too and you guys for giving me the opportunity to be on this platform as well.
No doubt.
Thank you
You're
very
more
much,
welcome back anytime.
Definitely, definitely. And I just want to make sure I'm just going to plug. If you got an Android phone, go ahead to that Play Store and download my app, please. Not begging, but it's dope music and it's for free. I'm not charging you any money, nothing. Just go ahead and enjoy that app.
There you go. And I'll make sure I put it out on Get Lifted Entertainment or Get Lifted Radio's Twitter. If you're not following us on Facebook, check us out on our like page, Get Lifted Radio, and it's there as well. And before you go, Vardon, let the people know where they can find you at on social media.
On the gram, it's Vardon_GL. SoundCloud is www.soundcloud.com/Vardon. On Facebook, my fan page is www.facebook.com/VardonDawkins. That's pretty much it. My email is vartower420@gmail.com. Any producers or any rappers out there, or singers that want to collab, let's get it. I'm all about work.
Work. He said work. Don't play.
Yeah, work. 1TouchENT94. Yep.
All right, man. You take it easy and be safe out there in New York.
All right, you too. Have a good one.
I appreciate you. Later.
Peace.
And that was Mr. Vardon. You make sure you check him out on Twitter at Vardon, VARDON_GL. You can also check him out on Instagram, Vardon_GL as well. And as he stated, go check him out in the Google Play Store. Download the app, check out his music, check out his merchandise. And we're going to take it to Canada real quick. Shout out to Toronto, Canada, man. I got a lot of music from them over the past week and a half or so. So I appreciate the word of mouth, or however the word about Get Lifted Entertainment got to Toronto, Canada. But you guys definitely have some talent over there in the Canadian area. So here we go with Jordan Solomon with Old Me, representing Toronto, Canada.
Y'all ain't hear me in a minute. Probably hear me when it's finished. I've been praying for my sinning. I know they don't like the nigga that I'm turning into, All this shit I seen and been through. This is 905 and 46-2. And she wanna know if I could whip too, yeah. I couldn't drive, why would I lie? Mama knew that I was coming on my whipping that red Pontiac on fire. I'm not that kid anymore. Stop a killer, hit up draw. I got the floor, they want my kush, but it's not for the law. Now I got different bank rolls. Got visions, I bought the white rose. Back with me and Parker hitting J Rose. I just cannot be that kid anymore. No, not that kid anymore. Been smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new friends. Girl, I'm the man in my hands. I need to be more, I need the armor. Only my day ones, my closest of brothers. Hey, I don't touch Dodie, it's only my runners. I work the whole winter to heat up the summer. Yeah, yeah. Only your girls are they lovers. I don't touch Dodie, it's only my runners. I'm stacking the 20s, you keep it wanting. Yeah, girl, always keep it wanting. Smoking again. Fill it up, talking again. I don't need no new friends. I'm the man in my hands. I need that Remo, I need that armor. Work the whole winter to heat up the summer. It's only my day ones, my closest of brothers. Girls is all on us, but no, we don't love them. Yeah, yeah. Niggas, they know how I go. Text her one time and she dropping it low. They missed the old me to kill with the fro. Way before my pockets fill up with dope. Way before my lung was fill up with smoke. Tripping, sipping to my mission. Knew I would blow, baby, why you ain't listening? Hey, I drop your name, I don't need no permission. Cause nah, that nigga, yeah, drop it for the kid. Used to laugh at when I spit. Used to walk, but now we whip. Yeah, yeah, girl, they be ringing up the phone. I'll be barely ever home, yeah. Play me when I'm not around. Maneuvering in and out the town, yeah. Solo, he trippin', he sippin'. I get the Honda, I'm switching position. We get 2 chains, man, you know it's tradition. My name is Jordan, I cannot be pippin'. Yeah, I'm smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new friends. I don't need no fucking bands. I need a Beamer, I need a Hummer. I need my day ones, my closest of brothers. Told them that we gon' be rich by next summer. Hey, I don't touch Goldie, it's only my brothers. Yeah, yeah. We gon' be rich by next summer. I don't touch Dirty, it's only my runners. I told them that we gon' be rich by next summer. Yeah, I'm smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new friends. I don't need no new bands. Yeah, I'm smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new bands, I don't need no new friends, yeah, yeah. They know that I do been trippin', they know that I've been flippin'. I've been whippin', whippin', whippin'. We get sippin', sippin', sippin'. Since it's over, I've been saving up. I've been on the road, I can't make them up. They were sleeping on me, now they waking up, yeah. I know that you check for me. Ain't no Nike, girl. Check for me, that's real. I don't be popping no pills. I cannot fuck with those feels. I might probably hit a meal. I might pop another seal. I might keep that shit for real. Oh, you know, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Turn Up Tuesdays, and I'm your host, Magic Love. We're going to keep it right in Toronto, Canada. We're going to go with Mr. Jimmy Prime himself. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jimmy from the Six. And this track right here is titled Faded, representing Toronto, Canada.
I try. I only call her when I'm faded. When I'm faded. She says I only call her when I'm faded. I will call her right now, but I'm faded. Yeah, I'm faded and I try. Yeah, I try, I try. Call her when I'm sober, like I should call her over. Think about it when I'm faded.
Yeah, I smoke, I drink, I'm supposed to quit, I can't, cause when I sit and think, I just draw a blank. But when I smoke the swisher, get gone off the liquor. It's when I start painting pictures and they so vivid, like you would swear that you there. That's why I put it on the table and I leave it there, like old clothes in the closet that I don't ever wear. Ain't cause they cheap or nothing, and it ain't deep or nothing. It's like I work so hard, like I don't sleep or nothing. I swear I see it coming, I can see the people of it. I can feel it in the air, like the energy in the white pair of airs, like they memories. That means thought bubbles, niggas don't want trouble. I do all my own stunts, no stunt double. Pump your brakes, little nigga, you like punk metal. I'm on the next level.
I try, and I don't know why, cause I ain't even got the time, but I try, and I don't even lie, cause I ain't got the time, no, no. She says I only call her when I'm faded, I told her right now I'm faded. About to call her up cause I'm faded. Yeah, I'm faded and I try. I try. But I'm hardly ever sober. Still wanna call you over. Yeah, I still wanna call you over.
You're locked in to Get Lifted Radio with Maggie Love. Turn it up, enjoy the show. Yo, it's your girl Frankie Storm, songwriter to the stars, and I'm tuned in with Maggie Love on Get Lifted Radio.
President Jeff B.
Can we turn the lights down low?
Unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Let's go.
Thank you.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
Yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand.
Yahoo!
You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand immatures from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.